USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. There are at least 30 dead in the wake of earthquakes in western Japan, but tsunami warnings have since been lifted. Tsunami alerts are reduced in areas of Japan heavily affected by that significant magnitude 7.5 earthquake and subsequent powerful aftershocks. Residents in certain regions of west central Japan have been taking refuge on high ground. California will be the first state to offer health insurance to illegal immigrants. There are more than 2 million undocumented immigrants in California. Experts estimate that providing health insurance for illegal immigrants will cost Californians upwards of $3 billion a year. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden are delivering a New Year's message to the nation.
Well, my hope is that everybody has a healthy, happy, and safe New Year.
In a pre-recorded interview on ABC's Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve with Ryan Seacrest, President Biden expressed his optimism, stating that he wishes for everyone to recognize that the United States is in a strong position to lead the world. Senator Lindsey Graham says former President Trump has a claim of immunity regarding the events of January 6, 2021.
The senator spoke on CBS's Face the Nation and said Trump made a fiery speech that day, no doubt.
If you're doing your job as president and trying to find out if the election was on the up and up, I don't know how it will bear out, but I think it's a legitimate claim.
Graham went on to say that Trump wasn't involved in the U.S. Capitol riot. He was referring to Trump's speech from the White House lawn when he told the crowd of supporters to march to the Capitol. Graham noted that nobody's above the law, but added the president has presidential immunity to do his job. I'm Dave Collins.
2024 will be a leap year. Leap day gets added to the end of February every 4 years, mostly to keep our dates in sync with the natural seasons. February 29th takes that into account. This is USA News.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing and paying your taxes and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65. And you paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you. And in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
An American woman who was wanted in connection with the deaths of her two children has reportedly been discovered and arrested by authorities in the UK. Kimberly Singler was arrested Sunday without incident, according to Colorado Springs Police. An investigation was launched back on December 19th after officers found Singler's 9-year-old daughter and 7-year-old son dead inside their home. Singler and a third child, her 11-year-old daughter, were also found injured. When authorities were later unable to find Singler, a warrant for her arrest was issued the day after Christmas. Flu cases are surging.
There was a 16% increase in positive flu test results reported last week, according to the CDC's weekly influenza report. Over a dozen states, including Alabama, Georgia, and New York, have reported very high levels of respiratory illness. And nearly 20 other states have levels classified as high, with 6 pediatric deaths, bringing the total to 20 for the current flu season. I'm Skip Kelly.
Netflix is discontinuing over a dozen of its TV shows in the current year, including titles like Shadow and Bone, Glamorous, Agent Elvis, and Lockwood & Co. Even the mystery series 1899, which achieved a 5-week presence on the Netflix Top 10 chart, faced cancellation. The stage is set for the college football playoff national championship game. Top-ranked Michigan will meet second-ranked Washington in this year's title game, after both won semifinals on New Year's Day. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.